This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get out of the door, I'm loose. Sirens in my head.
Well, coming up next segment, it's Politico's big whistleblower, all confirmed. They tried to shut it down. Blows the Hillary-Russian connection wide open. No, it's not to Putin. It's to the money they were sending in to overthrow Putin, using that to overthrow Ukraine, and then send money back to Hillary. It's all confirmed. Investigative journalist Lee Stranahan of CitizenJournalismSchool.com and Populist.TV's taken over. But we were talking during the break. You were making some great points. It's bold to have Senator Wyden, Senator Murphy, Senator you name it, coming out and saying, shut me down, shut thousands of conservatives down. They're panicking. They're trying to mainline total censorship like it's no big deal and just sneak it in. But now even Bill Maher and the ACLU is turning against them. Why do you think they're pushing? What's the big event do you think is coming that they want us all shut down? And why are they particularly seeing us as the first domino?
I think that a lot of the stuff that the globalists have been working on, it's all coming together. The thing that screwed them up was Trump. The globalists, they had a plan. Things were going along with the coup in the Ukraine. A lot of it relates to NATO. Here's what it is. After the breakup of the Soviet Union, there was no reason for NATO, right? It was to defend against the Soviet Union. So they've had to create a bogeyman, and that's a part of what's feeding into this. So everything's going along fine. Then someone like Trump comes along who does not go with the establishment, Democrats or Republicans, doesn't quite fit in. And he's criticizing NATO. He's specifically going, well, wait, why do we need NATO? Very common sense. Terrified them. And so those people, when they see their plan getting ruined, one of the things that ruined it was media with people like you. And the globalists are going along here. When they listen to Alex Jones, they hear it with the ear. If they know you know what you're talking about. So to the casual observer, they go, well, Alex is just ranting about who's Carol Quigley. Well, they know who he is, right? And so that concerns them. And this is why you're a real threat to them, because your depth of knowledge about this stuff is far greater than most people. So that's why I think they're coming after you.
Well, that is it, because I've had some of them off record, you know, try to get me hired, and I can only talk about one of them because he did it right in front of John Harmon. He still works with his producer. Now he's head of affiliate relations. When I had Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, going, look, you see it. You need to be with us, blah, blah, blah. You know, you can actually influence things. They think everybody's so dumb that no one would read policy papers or no one would read, their different plans. And so it does freak them out. But I think they're over worried about my show. The youth are just breaking with them, period. In fact, I think it is because I get into actual policy. You're right. That freaks them out. They think I'm more dangerous than I really am. They don't get the world's already moved on.
Yeah. It's uncontainable at this point, and they don't like that. They see it. I saw this when I used to work at NBC. I was a graphic artist on Access Hollywood 10 years ago, and I could see the breakdown of the network when I was working at NBC. It was when YouTube had just come out. They didn't know what to do with it, and you could see I had conversations with executives there, and they were like, yeah, we don't get it. And it just shifted everything in the industry very, very quickly. And so someone like you coming along, getting a much bigger audience than them, covering topics they would never cover in a million years. They would never talk about any of the globalist stuff you're talking about. They would never talk about.
Well, they always just said it didn't exist. I remember I had the host of ABC Nightly News here. I showed him like 7 clips of people calling for world government, world leaders. And he goes, that's a different world government they're talking about. And I went, And he goes, plus governance isn't government. And I went, yeah, it is. And then he just went, he goes, look, I'm a paid soldier. We went to dinner. He said, listen, I'm a mercenary. And he goes, I don't think you see him that much on TV anymore either. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen, Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last night, the little dancer, she came a-dancing to my door. Last night, the little angel, she came...
Jim Carrey calls for burning Trump at the stake, figuratively speaking, so you think it's bad. In this painting he put out where myself and Sean Hannity fighting. And then if you look at the audience, if you pull back and see the full image, everyone's Nazis watching. Come up with something more original, something a little bit newer. But now, witch hunt. So Trump keeps pointing out that, hey, this is a witch hunt, nothing about Russia. Okay, maybe Cohen pled guilty to something illegal with taxi cabs and Manafort might have kept some money offshore that everybody else does. And this other congressman, Duncan Hunter, might have paid for drinks for staff on the campaign money. My God. But now which? But he says, I'm going to burn Trump at the stake figuratively. Now I'll give it to him. He's saying figuratively. It's like when I say that's high noon with Mueller, or, we're going to have a political shootout figuratively. I mean, that means figuratively. I don't want to hurt Mueller personally. It's like I don't want to run around in my yard and step on dog turds or something. I just want him to get off my back. But I don't think he's actually saying kill Trump. I think he's just trying to be provocative and get attention and say that, you are a witch and we're going to burn you. So, at the same time, though, it's just insane. So he says he doesn't want to be part of Hollywood because nobody wanted to see his movies anymore and he's a failure. No, he failed in Hollywood later in life. He admits he's mentally ill. He made fun of Charlton Heston when he died because he believes the right to self-defense. No, he's going along with Hollywood. He's a follower. He's an establishment. Jim Carrey is the establishment. Jim Carrey saying burn Trump at the stake is the opposite of a trailblazer. Kanye West, he is a trailblazer. Donald Trump is a trailblazer. Matt Drudge is a trailblazer. You, the listeners and viewers, are trailblazers. You're amazing. So, hey. Kerry has a right to show Trump being burned at the stake as an artist. He said figuratively. That's fine. I get the allegory. But what are you really saying? Yeah, let's say he's a witch. Let's have the mob. Let's take him down. Let's do it. Here's that 1 minute, though, where Kanye West lays it all out. Here it is.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. Sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're joined by Lee Stranahan, CitizenJournalismSchool.com. He also writes for foreign publications as well. And he's got big breaking news that's real Russiagate news, real Russiagate information, exclusive audio from the report over a year ago by Politico about how Hillary was involved through Russian money that the U.S. sent in back through Ukraine trying to manipulate the election. This is a story CNN and others want killed. Ukraine officials' efforts to sabotage Trump backfire. That's Politico. And he's taken over hosting the hour. And the war room is in 50 minutes, Infowars.com/show. Remember, CNN, George Soros, they all think they can defeat you. They think they can deplatform us and that you won't spread the free podcast. You won't spread the links. You won't tell friends, neighbors, family every day about the show. They're failing. We're winning. But we're 76 days out from the election. This is so critical. So, Mr. Stranahan, you go ahead and take over for the rest of the hour with this critical breaking news you've got.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Appreciate it. So this is, as Alex was saying, the key here is to go back. And we're going to start with this article that Politico published. Politico, again, not a right-wing nut job source, right, the way the media denigrates people like Alex or me. This is a mainstream political source. So Politico publishes an article, 2017, right before the inauguration, saying that the Ukrainian government had colluded with the DNC. Now, it's a well-reported article. It's detailed. And the thing about it is, again, if it had dropped today, if a friend of mine pointed out, if this story had come out today, you'd go, wait, the DNC colluded with Ukraine would be a big deal because we have the Mueller investigation. But don't forget, this is before Trump was even inaugurated. And it told the story of a woman named Alexandra Chalupa. Alexandra Chalupa is a longtime operative for the DNC. She worked in the Clinton White House. So she's been, you know, with the Clintons for a long time. And she's Ukrainian-American. And interestingly, her sister Irina is a fellow at the Atlantic Council. And if you know anything about the Atlantic Council, that'll mean something to you. And her sister Andrea is a writer who's associated with people like Michael Weiss. Michael Weiss, you may know from The Interpreter, CNN, and Daily Beast editor. So very, very interesting connections if you know some of these.
The Atlantic Council is a NATO Russophobe World War III group.
That's exactly right. So, Alex, you get why I'm bringing that up. I mean, these connections are very significant. But the crux of the story is this, and it's proven by Politico, that Alexandra Chalupa was working for the DNC, doing oppo research, and she colluded with the government, not just a couple of officials, but with the ambassador, Chali, who was taking orders from Petro Poroshenko, the president. So this is as high as it goes, and it's very detailed, but nothing happens with the story. And again, it's Politico, mainstream reporter, nothing happens. You know, Trump's inaugurated, the woman's Soros funds, the Women's March, and there we go. So I noticed the story a few months after that when I was doing research on other things, and I'm like, well, this is really significant. This story is there's a big deal here, and I started running down details of the story by contacting people that were mentioned in it. And there was a whistleblower. There was a brave person named Andre who's featured in that Politico story, who when certain officials were denying that this had happened, he was the one going, no, I worked in the embassy. This absolutely happened. And I was very interested in that person because, you know, he's the whistleblower, right? So I started to make contact with him about a year ago, and I wanted to interview him on the record for over a year. And, you know, I have Citizen Journalism School. One of the things we teach you is it's a hard lesson to learn, but patience, where if you're getting stories right, you have to be patient with the story and not try to chase every headline that's out there. But sometimes you have to stick to it the way a fisherman sticks to, you know, really reeling in a big fish by ignoring some of the smaller ones. So I've kept on this. And yesterday, after a year, I got to interview Andre, and I did an audio interview. Now, I want to set this up. This is the person, as you'll hear, and I think you'll hear in this clip, it's a short clip. I did a 50-minute interview with him on the record. And this is a very brave person. As you'll hear, he's been threatened, right? They're telling lies about him around Washington, D.C. They're trying to ruin his livelihood now. But he's a truth teller. And I did this 50-minute interview with him. And it confirmed everything that he said in the Politico story.
Stay there. Yeah. Lee Stranahan right there. The exclusive audio straight ahead as we reboot this key story to expose the real Russian collusion via Ukraine. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones. Take the children and
yourself. Hey, everybody, this is Lee Stranahan, and appreciate Alex letting me fill in for him with the rest of the hour here. Let me just tell you a little bit about myself. I host a show on Sputnik Monday through Friday called Fault Lines with Nixon and Stranahan. And we do that show every morning. But the story we're going to talk about, the reason I mention that is because, so here I am, a guy, I host a show on Sputnik, which a lot of media sources, don't take anything from that. They're funded by Russia. Avoid that media source. And I'm telling this story on InfoWars. A lot of people, Alex Jones can't take that as a source. But the story that we're telling wasn't actually originated by me or by InfoWars. It was originated by Politico, an establishment political organization, and Ken Vogel, who was later hired by the New York Times. That's where he works now. This is an establishment reporter. And they reported that the Ukrainian embassy, the Ukrainian officials, were colluding with the DNC with this operative named Alexander Chalupa. That's what this story was about. That's what they discussed. And it goes into a great amount of detail about that. And part of what it was, there's a whistleblower who worked at the embassy. And this whistleblower was somebody who I'd wanted to talk to follow up on that reporting. So for over a year, I worked on that. His name is Andre, and he was the person who, as we reveal in my interview with him, he was worried that this plan where the DNC was collaborating with the Ukrainian government was going to backfire. He's a loyal Ukrainian who was like, well, I think this is not going to work out well. But he was introduced to a Democratic operative who worked in the Clinton White House named Alexandra Chalupa. She's Ukrainian. And, well, let's just hear. That's what this first clip is. I interviewed him yesterday. And this is, I'm so excited because this is, this interview brings the story back to life. I wanted him to go on the record. Now you'll hear it in his own voice. This is how he was introduced by the Ukrainian embassy officials to Alexander Chalupa.
Yeah, and she asks me, you should talk, guys. You have a lot in common. You should get to know each other well. And Andre, you should help her. And then she backs off, and Chalupa introduces herself, says, I work for the DNC. And we're working with Hillary's team, and we are working really closely on getting dirt and any information connecting, at that time, presidential candidate Donald Trump and his team, any of his team members, and with Russia, or any Russian mafia, as she said. And I was like, why are you looking for that information? Because we plan to have a committee hearing in Congress, in September, October, right before the elections, to take, at that time, presidential candidate Donald Trump off the election.
Okay, so I want you to get the significance of that. There's a few things there. First off, this is not me telling it. This is the guy who did it. This is the guy who's the source for the Politico story. This is why it's so significant, because this is an unimpeachable source. This is a guy who's a source in the story that no one's ever questioned. They just ignored it. So what he's saying is, clearly, Alexandra Chalupa introduced herself to him as part of the DNC, that she was specifically looking for Trump. And this was in March or early April. He say thinks it's around there, but he thinks it was March. I'd have to look it up, but let's go with March. That was before the Trump, think about this, early March, that was before the Trump Tower meeting, which they're now saying is evidence of Russian collusion. That's before, that's even before, I'm trying to think of the other thing that they always use as an excuse for this. But early March is when, I know, the DNC break-in. The DNC break-in was reported in June, forgive me. So this is even before that, right? They've made up this narrative. The DNC made up the Trump-Russia narrative before any of the things that they used that came later to prove it. So she's introduced herself to him as, I'm with the DNC, I'm looking for dirt on Trump or Manafort. Okay? Paul Manafort's been targeted. Think about this. They're making a big deal about these pleas, you know, being found guilty yesterday on 8 counts. He's been targeted by the DNC. That's what you're revealing here. He's been targeted by the DNC since early 2016. And what you've seen has been basically a kangaroo trial, a show trial here for Manafort, for the person who specifically was being targeted by Chalupa. Now, Andre, the person I'm interviewing here, his job was to coordinate with campaigns, not in a bad way. In other words, every embassy coordinates if you need a press release about something, right? But they came to him specifically, and he said this in the interview with me, and said, you will not coordinate with a Trump campaign. So that was the first thing. They told him to not coordinate with the Trump campaign. But they also told him to work with this woman, Alexandra Chalupa. And Andre, the reason I say he's a brave whistleblower is he said, why do you want me to do this? This is not what we do. We're not supposed to favor one candidate over the other. That's not what we're supposed to do. And he was threatened over it, and they threatened that he would be fired. And to his credit, he quit rather than stick around for the corruption. He did not talk to Alexandra Chalupa again, but he told me in the interview that there's other evidence that he's aware of that exists out there. So that's why in the story, one of the first things I did was make sure that the entire interview got to certain public officials who I know and trust. And there's only a couple of them, right? There's not many you can know or trust, but because this is significant evidence, I think, not of a conspiracy. There's no other way to put it, that the DNC was working with the Ukrainian government as far back as March. And don't forget, March was also significantly, March 2016 was around the time the Loretta Lynch started talking about, hey, maybe we should do stuff. Maybe we should start a wiretap program. So don't forget that's significant as well. When we come back, I got a little bit more to add to that timeline. We'll be back. I'm Lee Stranahan. You're watching InfoWars.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life.
Hey everybody, how you doing? I'm Lee Stranahan. Welcome back. Thanks again to Alex Jones for letting me fill in for him this hour. You know, one of the things, I'm just going to say this. I host a show called Fault Lines with Nixon, Stranahan, and Sputnik, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 a.m. But one of the things I like about talking to an InfoWars audience, I'm going to be honest, is I don't have to dumb it down. What I mean by that is I can mention the Atlantic Council, for instance, as I did in that last segment, and know that a lot of people in the InfoWars audience immediately go, okay, the Atlantic Council, I understand how that connects to certain things. If you don't know how that connects, okay, that's fine. It seems like an obscure reference. But it's nice to talk to an audience who actually does understand how these things connect, at least much more so than an audience that just watches the mainstream media. So if I reference some of these things that seem a little obscure to some people, that's okay. Other people in the audience may know what I'm talking about. The thing about this story that was very significant to me was that it was as clear collusion as you could get, but it was followed by interference. You know, they talk about Russian collusion and interference. Again, this is a narrative that the DNC made up. The real collusion and interference was with the DNC and the Ukrainians. But they projected it onto the Republicans. This is the craziest thing. They projected exactly what they did onto the Republicans. But it was the DNC colluding with the Ukrainian government, not just a low-level official, but with the ambassador, Chali, right? And so this political article exposed all that. Yesterday I did a long interview. I'm going to break that up, defend into sort of bite-sized chunk article form soon. But I just played a clip from in the last segment from this interview. One of the things I was interested in was, after this political article came out, did my source, he's not hard to find, did my source get a lot of calls from the media? In other words, this should be a big story, right? So you'd think the media would track it down. So here's what he said. Let's play that clip. Any reason, when the story broke in Politico, how many journalists have contacted you to confirm that story or get comments?
Hardly anybody from Washington.
Yeah, that's it. Nobody contacted him. And you'd think that, like I say, a big story like this, a person not hard to find, they would want to get in touch with them, but they didn't. Because the reason they didn't want to get in touch with him is because this was the narrative that was set, right? This is the narrative that the Democrats had decided upon well before, if you look at the timing on what he's talking about, this is March, April, very significant in the timeline. It's before the Russian hack was announced. It's well before the Trump Tower meeting, right? All the things that they say prove Russian collusion is well before that, and it's exactly the same narrative. Now, I think this is significant, especially, again, talking to an InfoWars crowd, because who's one of the people coming after Alex, right? Clearly, it's CNN. And the reason CNN is coming after Alex, here's one of the reasons I think. There's two reasons, actually. One of them is it's legacy media versus new media, which Alex and I talked about before. It's an old media conglomerate, CNN, looking at upstart like Alex getting much bigger ratings for much less investment and going, oh, we got to shut this down. But there's an ideological thing in there, too, which is CNN is part of the media establishment that keeps a narrative going. And this is shown here because when this political article resurfaced, and it resurfaced, again, it came out originally in January 2017. Then a few months later, I'd been following it for a little while before that, but Sarah Sanders mentioned it in a press briefing, in a White House press briefing, and suddenly the whole article flared up again. Who came to the defense of the media narrative but CNN? Okay? CNN's job was to tamp down the appearance that this story had any substance to it. So what CNN did was they contacted Alexandra Chalupa. And this is on record. There's a CNN article. If you look it up, if you look up Alexandra Chalupa, DNC Ukraine, something like that, scandal, something like that, you'll find this story from CNN There you go. You have First on CNN. There it is. They found it very quickly. First on CNN, former DNC contractor denies working with Ukrainian officials on anti-Trump research. Okay? So what they did was, here's the way they CNN does their journalism. They went to her and they said, hey, were you colluding with the government of the DNC? And she said, no, I wasn't. I wasn't doing OPPO research at all. And CNN goes, okay, thanks. And that's what they print. If they bothered to look, her sister, Andrea Chalupa, had tweeted out, not once, but twice, my sister, Alexandra, was doing opposition research for the DNC. She tweeted it out. Her own sister had tweeted that out two times, right? And we also knew from WikiLeaks, again, you can look, you'll find this very easily. Look up WikiLeaks, Alexandra Chalupa. You'll find that in an email that was exposed by WikiLeaks, Alexandra Chalupa was reporting on the opposition research she was doing on Manafort to Luis Miranda, who was the communications director for the DNC. She's literally reporting to him. Now, by the way, that's significant. Again, I'm going to get a little deep here for the InfoWars audience. It's significant because Luis Miranda was one of the people who was put into place by the Hillary Clinton campaign when the DNC made the deal with the Hillary Clinton campaign, the joint fundraising agreement, the JFA. When they made that, Hillary Clinton demanded that they be able to pick the communications director. So that guy was the guy put into place when Hillary made the deal to take over the DNC. So in other words, when Chalupa's reporting to this guy, this is effectively reporting to Hillary. That's what I want you to understand. This is a guy put into place by Hillary. So she's reporting on how she was colluding with Ukrainian journalists at the Open World. She misnames it. It's the Open World Foundation. It basically, it's part of the Library of Congress. And by the way, again, a little deep dive for InfoWars people, started by George Soros, who's no longer involved with it, sort of, I guess. But he's one of the people who founded it. And so she had used that resource, which is supposed to be a nonpartisan governmental resource, part of the Library of Congress, to host these Ukrainian journalists. And she was telling the story to, again, the DNC people. So for her to go on CNN, I mean, this had all been, by the way, that email that we just showed from WikiLeaks, that was in the original Politico article. So when CNN, to try to debunk the Sarah Sanders talking about the Politico article, they didn't even want to debunk the Politico article. What did they do? They printed what Alexandra Chalupa said, and they ignored what she'd said in the email. It's the biggest, lamest cover-up ever. And this is why CNN is terrified of someone like Alex, because we don't play that game here at InfoWars, so.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Hey there, we're back. My name is Lee Stranahan, and I want to thank Alex again for letting me finish out the hour. I host a website at citizenjournalismschool.com. That's where I've been a journalist for about 10 years. I've worked at the Huffington Post. I was the lead investigative reporter at Breitbart News. Andrew Breitbart said I was his favorite working experience for the 18 months we worked together. I've covered big stories in Syria, where I went over to Beirut, Lebanon in 2013, been talking about that. And in all of these stories, that's why it's great to talk to an InfoWars audience, because, if you're like me, I think a lot of people who watch InfoWars are interested in research, and maybe they're not. I've been blessed in that I'm able to do it full time. So maybe you're like an armchair researcher, right? And if you don't know what I'm talking about here, don't worry about it. But I bet most of you know what I'm talking about. Where you start to learn, like once you figure out who Soros is, you start to see Soros everywhere where most people don't. So you go, okay, well, oh, wait, Soros is this guy. He funds all of these different organizations, these civil society groups. Once you get that, you start to go, oh, wait, well, this group is connected to that group. And you see things that most people don't. You know what I'm talking about, right? If you don't worry about it. But I think most of you do. Now, I'm going to give you a new name to plug into that equation. So the same way that right now you know the name Soros and know to look into it, I'm going to give you a name that I've only really been on the tail of, or a trail of, about 3 weeks now. And the name is Khodorkovsky. And I'm going to spell that because I want you to start being able to plug it into your own research. I've had to figure out its title name, Khodorkovsky. It's K-H-O-Dork, D-O-R-K, O-V, Sky. That's what I remember. Khodorkovsky, that's it. That's the name right there. God bless him. Maybe he'll put it up. I do a radio show. It's nice to be on InfoWars where I can show you the video, too. So there's his name, Khodorkovsky. Start plugging him into your equations. Here's what you're going to find about Khodorkovsky. You're going to find Khodorkovsky. You ever work on a jigsaw puzzle? And you're trying to get one section of the jigsaw puzzle to match up with the other section. And then you find one big chunk, and the whole thing starts to just come together. And you're like, oh, okay, that solved the puzzle. Khodorkovsky is that guy. You've probably, when you've been researching, gone, okay, I see how this connects, but I don't quite see Khodorkovsky's guy. Here's who he is. Who's at one point, he was the richest man in Russia. He's one of the Russian oligarchs. And he came to power in the 90s. Okay, now remember, this is under Clinton, right? And so under Clinton, we had the rise of the neoliberals like Larry Summers and the people at Harvard. And they brought, this is what happened in the 1990s. Clinton administration, Larry Summers, the Harvard people, went into Russia. They said, well, we're going to give you shock therapy is what they called it. And they basically gave Russia bad advice and helped to loot the country. And it was very corrupt. And there were actually people who were indicted and charged criminally, guys like Jonathan Hay, if you look him up, all these people at Harvard who were actually indicted because there was real corruption going on there between this Harvard group, Clinton-connected people, and what was going on just right after the Soviet Union fell, okay? This is kind of Wild West territory. Soviet Union has just fallen, and a lot of people see, well, it's going to be freedom, but to a certain mindset, it's like, oh, no, this represents an economic opportunity. The Soviet Union has fallen. Let's see if we can make some money here. This is the way the globalists see these things. So Khodorkovsky is one of those guys who comes up in that atmosphere of chaos, right? He's a relatively young guy, and he becomes the richest man in Russia. And the way he does it, here's an example of the kind of thing he figures out. All these Soviet assets are going in these auctions that they're having, okay? So, like, an oil company is going to be auctioned off. It used to be held by the Soviet Union. Now who's going to own it? So what he did was Khodorkovsky bought the bank that was going to do the auction called Bank Menatep, M-E-N-A-T-E-P, Menatep, okay? He buys the bank. Then Khodorkovsky cancels the other people who are going to bid on the oil company, and he buys the oil company himself. Does that make sense? So he buys the bank that was going to do the auction. He cancels the auction and he buys it himself. And that's the way he saved. He bought a company that was valued at $45 billion. He was able to buy it effectively for $300 million. Okay? So this is the way these guys were able to make money. This is very forward-thinking stuff, right? But completely corrupt, right? And again, it was a Wild West period. And while the Clinton administration was looking on all this and fine, because there's money to be made by the people, from Harvard and everything. So while all of this is happening, okay, it's horrible hardship for people in Russia. People are starving. People are dying. It's not fun for the people in Russia at all. And the oligarchs control the political system. They eventually pushed this guy named Putin into power, and they think he's going to be another puppet. But what happens is Putin kind of, when he comes into power, this guy, who they thought was going to be their puppet, goes, no, no, wait a minute. You guys are looting our resources. Khodorkovsky, you're about to sell the Russian oil company to ExxonMobil. And again, if you look it up, this is what was happening. Khodorkovsky, in fact, if you look up, there's an article, New York Times, 2003, who's buying political influence. There's a picture. Look up Khodorkovsky, George W. Bush photo. You'll find a photo of him. If you look up, here's the other thing. Look this up. Senate Resolution 322 from the year 2006. Senate Resolution 322 from 2006. That was a resolution in support of Khodorkovsky. It had one person who introduced it and two co-sponsors. 2006. Look at this. Introduced by Joe Biden, the two co-sponsors are Barack Obama and John McCain, both coming out in favor of this guy, Khodorkovsky, who most of you never heard of before. Think about this. Both of the 2008 presidential candidates supported this guy, but if you Google it right now, you won't find any stories about that. Wouldn't you think of one reporter go, gee, it's kind of curious that you both were the only co-sponsors on this bill introduced by your future vice president. Who's this Khodorkovsky guy? No one looked into it because that would have disrupted the narrative. You can't look into that because it affects both candidates, right? It's the Republican and the Democrat. And you see now that they're not really two parties. They're just, as Bill Hicks used to say, you know, the puppet on the left, the puppet on the right. And oh, look, it's the same guy controlling the puppet. It's Khodorkovsky behind both of them. And when you start to look it up, you'll find that Khodorkovsky links quite plainly with Soros. And so, again, this is where the two jigsaw puzzles start to come together. So this guy Khodorkovsky, most of you have never heard of, just look, supported by Obama and McCain and Biden. In 2006, there it is. There's a photo. There it is. You'll find he was buying his way through Russia. So what happens is Putin comes along and says, stop. You can't sell them the resources anymore that you're trying to sell. So because what had happened was Putin had said, we're going to limit the amount of foreign ownership of some key resources like oil. So the way around that was to go through a guy like Khodorkovsky. And that's what they did. So, again, a deep dive for people who are InfoWars researchers. But once you start to put this name together, look into it. You're going to see Khodorkovsky really piece a lot of things together for you. Until next time, I'm Lee Stranahan. Thanks very much. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you letting me on.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.